Welcome to Words, Words, Words. This is your host, Robert Tinajero. Today we are talking about the exclamation point. And so as you know, on this podcast, we discuss rhetoric and discourse and communication. And so I wanted to focus in on this punctuation mark, the exclamation point. And so I always encourage my listeners to think about how they use the things we talk in this podcast in their own life, or how they come up in their own life and their personal life or in their work life, or wherever else you are communicating. And so the exclamation point, as a teacher, when I think of the exclamation point, I first start thinking about academic writing and the papers that my students turn in. And so ever since I started teaching, I noticed that students love to use the exclamation point, and sometimes they overuse it, where they're putting, you know, 2, 3, 4 exclamation points at the end of the sentence. Other students use just one exclamation point, and I understand that they're just trying to stress something. They're trying to stress something they're saying in that sentence, or they're trying to stress a specific word or phrase. And so I have to teach my students that in that specific context, in academic writing, you almost never use an exclamation point. That's more for, in comparison, you know, to like creative writing, that's more for creative writing when somebody's yelling something or really trying to emphasize something. In academic writing, you tend to use the italics, and almost pretty much never for a whole sentence. You might italicize a specific word or phrase where you're really trying to stress something. In the past, you might underline something if you're trying to stress it. So another place I think about exclamation points nowadays is in texting. And so maybe you can think about like how often you use an exclamation point when you're texting, and when you use it, and how many exclamation points, and why it is that you feel in certain situations you have to throw in that exclamation point. Because we tend to think on the surface, right, you're putting an exclamation point when you're really trying to emphasize something, or when you're really angry, or when you're trying to yell something. But that's not necessarily the case. Sometimes we just throw an exclamation point because we are just kind of trying to lightly stress something. And so in one of the books I have, which is called Words on the Move by John McWhorter, who is a linguist, he writes a little bit about the exclamation point. And so I'm going to read a little bit from his book here. And so once again, this is author John McWhorter from his book Words on the Move. And so he writes, it's often remarked that people are now using multiple exclamation points in texting, social media, and casual writing contexts more than they used to. And he gives the example of a Carl's Jr. restaurant receipt where on the bottom it says, "Please let us know how we did," and it has 3 exclamation points. And there are those who consider 3 exclamation points a standard number for proper texting, and he gives the example OMG with 3 exclamation points. Yet the question, why are people using so many exclamation points, is asked, implying an unusual quotient of enthusiasm apparently afoot, misses the fact that today 3 exclamation points means what just 1 exclamation point did originally. The reason for the proliferation of the exclamation point: the potency of the single exclamation point has faded over time. Originally intended to indicate surprise or emphasis, the exclamation point has seen its connotation diluted in the same way, and for the same reason that a joke fades, a fashion ceases to distract, or shock value diminishes. A marker once used to summon attention can now be used merely to show that you're paying attention. In places where an old-fashioned strunk and white sensibility would use just a period. And when he references strunk and white, he's talking about this writing book, this writing manual that's famous among, you know, writing instructors. And so what he's saying in that paragraph there, pretty simple to understand, is that the single exclamation point used to have this power or potency when we were writing, but that's faded away to where the single exclamation point isn't really enough. And so now if we really want to kind of exclaim something or really emphasize something, we're having to throw in 2, 3, 4 exclamation points to do that. And he says, just like other things are diluted or fade away, right? Like jokes that were funny 10 years ago aren't funny anymore, or how fashion changes, or how things that used to shock us maybe in TV or the movies doesn't shock us anymore. And so we have to keep kind of upping that shock value. And so in a small way, that's happening in language with the exclamation point. And so he continues in his book by saying, by writing, proper texting then requires "see you there" with an exclamation point, even from someone who has no reason to be excited about your presence. "See you there" without the exclamation point would imply a shrug or a sneer. And texters are quick to tell you that using a period, "see you there, period," conveys virtual hostility. So I don't know if I agree that it conveys virtual hostility, but in some situations, right, not putting the exclamation point or putting a period gives a different feel to that text and to the person's excitement. And once again, if you're putting several exclamation points, that's really emphasizing your excitement in that situation. And so he continues, this is not as novel as it seems either. It has long been a convention in many comic books to mark character statements with exclamation points rather than periods. Old issues of Archie, which is an old comic, were typical in this. One story opens with Veronica coming upon Archie on his way to go fishing. And the dialogue is, Archie says, "You can watch me if you like, exclamation point. Oh, I don't want to watch, exclamation point. I like to fish too, exclamation point. Go and get a pole for me, exclamation point." And Archie asks, "You fish? You're joking, exclamation point. You don't know the first thing about it, exclamation point." So there isn't a single period at the end of a sentence in the whole episode or the whole discussion. And that was the norm in that Archie comic. Yet normal people do not shout their conversation. They're not shouting, "I like to go fish too," right, with exclamation points in real life. It would get odd feedback from the person we're talking to. As far back as these comic books, exclamation points were used to indicate essentially basic engagement. So he's saying that even if we go back to this older comic book, Archie, they're already starting to use this exclamation point, not really to strongly emphasize something or yell something. It's more to just kind of stress a little bit of excitement. And so if we move forward to today and the way especially text, he's talking about once again the fact that we have to kind of up the quotient of how many exclamation points we're using. And so once again, I always like people that listen to the podcast to think about your own situation, your own texting, how much you like using the exclamation point and how many exclamation points, and then also think about people that text you and how often they use exclamation points and how many and in what situations and the different kind of feelings or vibes that exclamation points can give off in different situations. And depending on your job, you can think about how the exclamation point comes up there, if it ever does. You can think about when you send emails, if you ever use exclamation points or if other people do, and why they use them or how they use them. So that's today's episode, a short one about exclamation points. I hope you enjoyed it. As always, please spread the word about the podcast, rate and review. It's available everywhere. Please follow the podcast on social media at Words, 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 on Facebook at Words, Word, 9 on Twitter, and also on Instagram. Have a great day.